Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to talk to Arlene Spalla, who's one of our personal trainers as well as counselors here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. And we're going to talk about fitness intensity and rate of perceived exertion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome everyone again, and this is Dr. Clark, and today on this podcast we have Arlene Spalla. She's again one of our trainers here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. Arlene, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, hi, I'm Arlene, and I've been a personal trainer for about 24 years and a fitness instructor for 25 years. And the reason why initially I got into personal training is because I was working at a health club down in Montgomery, Alabama, and I would see all these women go have babies and come back and be just as fit after they had the babies as they were before, and I thought, I want to do that and I want to help other women do that. So I realized you don't have to get out of shape just from having a baby, so that's why I got into it, and I've been loving it ever since, helping people get into shape.
All right. Well, very good. So today we're going to talk a little bit about fitness intensity and what we sometimes refer to as RPE. Tell us a little bit about what are we talking about here? What is this RPE and fitness intensity?
Okay. Well, fitness intensity is really important because you want to know how hard you're working. And the reason why that's important is because You can stroll along, you can walk outside, or you can get on the treadmill, but never really see a difference because you're not working hard enough. If you're not exerting yourself or getting out of your comfort zone, then you're not going to get the results that you need. So what RPE is, it's rate of perceived exertion, and it's a subjective way to figure out, how do I feel? So there is another way to figure this out. It's called the Carbonin formula, but that gets a little tricky, gets a little complicated. And also, if you're somebody, say, that's on a beta blocker, it doesn't work as well. So you have to use the rate of perceived exertion scale so that it just tells you, okay, this is how I feel on a scale of 0 to 10.
All right, so we have this rate of perceived exertion. Tell us a little bit about how this actually works. What, you know, what is the scale? Okay, tell us what one would do if I was on the treadmill or if I was doing some fitness routine. What is this, and what would I actually be looking for, thinking about?
So the scale works from 0 to 10. 0 would be pretty much in bed sleeping, and 10 would be, I'm going so hard I'm going to pass out. So you obviously don't want to be on either extreme. So if you're, depending on what your fitness level is and what your goals are, that's where you work from. So a 5, obviously in between 0 and 10, you are working. So if you're on the treadmill and you're starting to get tired, you're maybe about a 5. As you're going on towards 6 or 7, you're starting to breathe heavier. You're getting more out of your comfort zone. You're starting to really get uncomfortable. Now, if you're somebody, if you're an elderly person that's not used to working out at all, I would say don't go past a level 5. If you're an athlete that really needs to train anaerobically, then you're going to push number 8 or 9.
All right, so kind of when I'm working out, kind of the reasons, kind of walk me through kind of the reasons I'm going to want to use this, is why I would want to use this RPE scale. You kind of alluded to it a little bit, but go into a little bit more detail about that. Say that I'm getting, you know, I'm in a weight loss plan and I'm trying to get better shape. I used to work out. So I could do a lot more, so it's not like I'm dealing with a whole lot of disabilities, but what can I do to really utilize this to help me?
Well, I would tell the client that you need to understand rate of perceived exertion, because that's going to help you get in better shape, because like before I was saying, if you get on a treadmill, you could go for an hour and really not feel anything. And that's the mistake that many people make, because you can get on a treadmill for an hour and just kind of stroll along, but you're not really feeling anything. So I tell the client, it's much better to get on the treadmill for 20 to 30 minutes, working hard enough at an RPE from maybe 5 to 7, than strolling along at an hour, but you're really about a 2 or a 3. So again, that's important, because in order to see the results and get the benefits from the exercise, you want to feel out of your comfort zone. You have to be a little bit uncomfortable. So you're getting to that point where you can't talk nonstop. If you can sing a song while you're exercising, you're not going to get the benefit from it. And likewise, if you're a new exerciser and you're feeling intimidated by exercise, which is, you know, that's to be expected, I don't want you to be at an 8, 9, or 10 on the rate of perceived exertion. I want you to get on, and a person that's just starting out, you're going to get out of your comfort zone very quickly, because just being on the treadmill is going to be out of your comfort zone. So you're maybe going to be about a 4 or a 5. You're feeling uncomfortable. You're starting to, you can't talk as well. It's getting uncomfortable. That would be the key word.
All right. So if I'm starting to get uncomfortable, and really when we talk about discomfort with exercise, obviously it shouldn't be real easy, but you shouldn't actually be in pain. But it is this rate of perceived exertion gives me a way to kind of scale how I'm doing. And what we do, if you think about the big picture of fitness, we want to get more fit. Okay, yes, we want to lose weight and all that stuff, but we really want to get more fit. And so subsequently, we see the best fitness gains then when we actually start sneaking that RPE up a little bit. And this can be used a little bit in interval training. So why kind of tell us a little bit how I would use this if I were doing some interval training and just looking at that perceived exertion. I'm trying to actually improve my fitness overall. Can I just kind of walk me through what I would do with that?
Okay, the interval training is a great way to get in better shape and quickly. For example, if somebody came to me and they've already been working out and they're just trying to take their fitness to the next level, interval training is great. That's where your heart rate's going to jump up for a short amount of time, and then you're going to pull back and recover, and then again it's going to jump up, you're going to pull back and recover. So using that rate of perceived exertion, I would tell the client, okay, now for 10 seconds, or the intervals may be 20 seconds, however you choose to do it as the trainer, for 10 seconds, I want you to get your rate of perceived exertion up to an 8. Okay, it's going to be really hard. You're not going to be able to talk during that 10 seconds. And then I want you to pull back for 10 seconds where you're more comfortable, maybe down to a 3 or a 4, catch your breath, and then so forth. You can do that for as long as the client can handle it, or as long as the personal trainer deems fit for that person and what their needs are.
Right. I think that is one of the best ways of improving fitness, is kind of that interval training. And especially if you only have a short period of time, if someone only has, you know, 20 minutes or a half hour, they don't have an hour to go to the gym and do all these things, that if we can improve fitness by increasing intensity. And so subsequently then, if we, instead of doing like just a half hour walk, it's like, okay, I'm going to bump that up and make it a little uncomfortable for a bit, and then back it down and go back and forth. And we get a better workout then in a shorter period of time. All right. Well, very good. I think we covered most of the topic there. Anything else you want to add to this before we kind of sign this podcast off?
Yeah, Dr. Clark, just one thing. Those that are out there watching this and they're saying, well, I still have no idea what that means. I'm not going to know what my heart rate is. You do. It takes a few times. If you're a new exerciser and you say, I don't know what a 5 feels, you won't necessarily at first. But it's just like exercising. You get used to it and you'll start recognizing if you push too hard and you can't talk, well, maybe that's your 7 or 8. But it does come more natural, so the more you do it, you'll understand. And the better fit you are, your 5 then actually becomes a 3, so then you have to push a little bit harder. So, yeah.
Right. It just like everything out there, kind of the more we do it, the more we get used to it, the more comfort or I guess the more comfortable we get with some discomfort, if you want to say that. Mm-hmm. And if we, for speaking from someone, and I'm sure you kind of have this same idea too, that if when I exercise, I actually want to get a little bit uncomfortable. And if I don't, I don't really feel like it's exercise. It's more just activity, which is good too. I don't want to say it's not. But sometimes when we're actually working towards our fitness, you actually need to get comfortable getting out of our comfort zone, if that made any sense at all. All right. Well, very good. That was a great discussion, Arlene. If you think of questions out there, I would encourage you either kind of go to our Losing Weight USA site, which is losingweightusa.com, or just give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. The phone number is 757-873-1880. And remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Good day, everyone. Take care.